Andrew Kelleher, welcome to Wednesday.
Yeah, morning, Mike.
And now the ANZ Business Outlook. What are we finding? Are we happy? Are we despondent? Are we unsure of ourselves? What's going on?
Well, no, mate. I'm coming to you from windy Wellington this morning, and I was out at a restaurant in Wellington last night, and geez, I'll tell you what, there's no lack of confidence down here. The place was very busy. It was buzzing. It was going off.
Do you know why?
No idea.
It's taxpayers' money.
I actually knew you were going to say that.
Someone else is picking up the bill, Andrew.
Chatting to a guy at the table next door to me, and he did work for the government. Yesterday we got full details of the new ANZ business outlook, and we've got a new data series, which I'll talk about in a minute as well. But ANZ are now releasing the preliminary numbers for their monthly business outlook. So we already knew the headline number. We didn't know the details. So there's a bit of glass half full, glass half empty here. If you're of the half full approach, headline confidence and own activity are improving. That's good. If you're in the half empty space, they may have improved, but they're now at levels normally seen in a recession. So they're getting better, but they're still pretty ugly. Headline business confidence sitting at minus 34. Net 26% of firms expect weaker activity for their own business. Now, construction is the most negative sector, although again it has improved since March. So just looking through the report, looking through the details, Mike, notable areas of weakness in terms of outlook, in terms of confidence: employment, profitability and exports. And there's a couple of worries in there. If you think about the RBNZ, think about the government, that employment is one that I think they'll be particularly worried about, or they should be worried about or focused on. Retail and agriculture sectors, they're less worried about the outlook than they were, but the agriculture sector worried about profits. It's all very well getting back to work, but are you making any profit? Availability of credit, that stood out as well, Mike, and that's a theme right across the survey. The key theme, though, is this employment issue. It's the jobs issue. And remember that employment is part of the policy targets agreement between the RBNZ and the government, so it's a concern.
Exactly. And then we've got the CoLab.
The CoLab, the new data series, this could be a goodie, and you know, quite exciting for people like myself who, you know, have, you know, little sort of character quirks. All the big guns coming to the party on this one. Mike Stats, New Zealand, Treasury Department, RBNZ, they're all working together. It's called the New Zealand Activity Index, the NZAC. And the aim here is to give us a more granular and a timelier signal of movements in the New Zealand economy. So we're all data hungry at the moment. What they're trying to do is they're trying to bring all the monthly, all the high frequency indicators together. So consumer spending, unemployment, job vacancies, traffic volume, electricity generation, economic outlook. They're bringing them all together and giving us one activity index. And straight off the rank, April activity 19% lower than the same month last year. May 6.5% down on the same month last year. So look, this, it's not supposed to be an interim indicator of GDP. I'm kind of hoping that it might be a bit of a pointer to GDP, a bit of a pointer to growth. Published every month on the Treasury website. Looking forward to it.
All right, and we're into the second half of the year now, aren't we?
Yeah, we are. Mike, NZX 50 for the first 6 months of the year, down 0.3%. I would call that flat. I like rounding things up. Down 0.3%. But so that looks pretty good.
Yep.
But it hides the fact that most of the NZX 50 constituents are actually lower. I think there's only 8 or 9 stocks in the NZX 50 out of the whole 50 that are actually higher than they were at the start of the year. But the thing is, The big ones are up, and they're up big. So we've got the bigger companies in the index that have gone up an awful lot. So that's masking the fact that there's actually quite a lot of damage within the NZX 50. So Pushpay, A2 Milk, Fish and Paykel Healthcare, Chorus, they've really lifted the index. And if you look at some numbers, Pushpay's up 118%. Fish and Paykel Healthcare done very well. Air New Zealand down 55%. But we're doing better than the Aussies, Mike. They're down 10% so far this year in Australian dollars. The S&P 500 down about 4% in US dollars. So we do actually look pretty good at the index level. Gold bugs will be happy, up 17%. We now look for the rest of the year to see what wins over the rest of the year. Is it sheer weight of money or is it economic realism?
Well, I noted the Bank of England overnight, the chief economist said they're still aiming for a V-shape. They reckon bouncing back in a major way. What are the numbers?
Right, as we speak, the Dow Jones, 25,560, they're down 36, or 0.14%. The S&P 500, 3072, up 20, so that's up 0.6%. The NASDAQ, 9982, up 108 points, up 1%. So a bit of a mixed bag there. The FTSE 100, 6169, down 56. The Nikkei, 22,288. They gained 1.3% yesterday, up 293 points. Shanghai Composite up 23 points, 2984. The ASX 200 gained 83, 1.42%, 5897. The NZX 50, they rang in the end of the year in sterling fashion, up 198 points yesterday, 1.76%, closing the first half of the year at 11,451. On the currencies, 0.6444 against the US, 0.9349 Aussie, 0.5732 Euro, 0.5208 pounds, 69.49 yen. Gold, $1,781.43, continues to climb. And Brent crude, $41.22.
You have a fabulous day in the capital. Appreciate it very much. Andrew Callagher and the team at JMI Wealth.